Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott continue their futile search for a decent Californian Cabernet as they try Michael Polzan's Giapposa California Cabernet. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, folks.
Are you?
Yes.
I know.
My voice is still a little trash from the soccer game on Saturday night.
So I know. My voice is fine.
I'm a little froggy.
I was there. Henry was there. He got a headache from yelling so loud, but still, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott. Guess what?
What, Wilfred?
What's the difference between a joke and three cocks?
Wilfred, what is the difference between a joke and three cocks?
You can't take a joke. Thank you.
I've been waiting
a week and a half to tell that joke, folks.
You should have waited
by
longer.
By taking a cock, three cocks, that means three men are going to town on you at the same time. That's what I meant by that. It's funny.
Why are you such a deviant animal?
It's fantastic. I've been waiting so long, practicing it in the mirror.
What?
Naked, of course, when I was, you know, practicing it.
Oh, Lord.
I know. I took a dark turn, didn't it?
Dark?
First, I'm telling this family-friendly joke. Then
family-friendly.
I go down a dark path with it. It's just odd how that works. I don't know.
Only every week does it go that way.
We're going to be changing the format here on the Wine Vault, and it's going to become a Christian-centric show. Yes.
I'm shocked by that.
Well, I know, but it's not real. I mean, well, in reality, like most of the televangelists are secret perverts.
And well,
so, I mean, we'll just keep it a little more obvious.
Well,
you know. So that's the key. Yeah. Who was it that they were screwing their cabana boy? It was the wife. He was watching her.
Which one wasn't?
I don't know. It's pretty common. Isn't it?
That was...
It wasn't really a cabana boy. Well, no, he's a pool boy, wasn't he?
Jerry...
No, yeah.
Caldwell Jr.?
Yeah, and his wife. She's
what
very
was
attractive.
The college that they ran? He ran?
Liberty?
That sounds
That's right.
Right,
yeah. That's pretty awesome, you know. It was a pool boy, too. A pool guy.
Allegedly.
I think so.
Allegedly.
It's strange how that works. How? That's just random.
I think, realistically, that was a front.
A front?
Yeah, that he really wasn't a pool boy. That's just the position that she liked him to be in.
Because I hired a pool man one time. I didn't have a pool, but still, he showed up.
Work?
He wasn't very attractive.
He wasn't.
No. I didn't care, of course, but still didn't work out for me because I didn't have a shot. No. Didn't have a pool, so, you know.
But I'm sure you appreciated the pool chemicals.
Well, he looked... No, not really. He poured them on my head.
Well.
In defense of his own self, I'm not blaming him.
Well.
So it's reasonable. You could have that happen, too, if you actually had a pool that was finished. That's true. You know, it's getting closer.
It is.
4 years on.
Well, two.
Was natural erosion what dug the pool? Just out of curiosity.
No.
An asteroid?
No, it was a piece of equipment. Don't you remember what was parked in the backyard over last winter?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. There's been many things I've seen back there. Kind of looked like Dunkirk back there for a long time. You know?
Well.
You know. So.
Progress, though.
Yeah, whatever. On tonight's show, we are resuming our efforts to find a good California Cabernet. And by California, we mean a California designate.
Oh, so, that's what this is.
Yes. And so, on tonight's show, we have one that might be a bit of a ringer. This is what I would consider a premium California Cabernet. It's from the wine mind or winery of Michael Polzan. And we've had him on the show before. We've done their Alexander Valley Cabernet.
Pozzan.
And we did their Zin. Is it an Oakville Zin? I do believe it is.
That sounds right.
And those are in the high teens to low 20s. I think the Alexander Valley Cabernet is 23. This comes in around $18, but I think if you live in a place that isn't Ohio, you'll probably find it cheaper. And this is their Gia Poza. That's what they call it. And I believe that's his daughter, isn't it, Gia? I believe Gia Pozon is his daughter.
Gianona.
Well, who knows? Gianna Pozon.
Gianna.
Yes. Which makes this a tribute wine.
Uh-oh.
Yes, yes. Uh-oh. I know. Triple B is rolling in her grave if she had one. But still. This wine, though, is in an attractive bottle. It's very nice. Heavy. So that feels nice.
It'd be a nice weapon.
Mm-hmm. It is 70% from wherever in California, but 30% Alexander Valley. So that makes it a little more legit than pretty much anything anymore. It is 18 months on French oak. That's a good sign. That's a legitimate amount of, I mean, you're using good oak, theoretically. 97% Cabernet, 3% Syrah. Not too bad of a blend. And 13.5% alcohol, which is a good sign.
Yeah, a little low.
No, it's not. You don't want something that's 14.5, 15 in Cabernet. That's Zen territory.
13.5 is a little low.
Okay, the residual sugar could be high from that. But
there you go.
But if it's more Bordeaux in style, that's what you want. Bordeaux normally is in that 13.5 to
first,
below range.
First the inappropriate Wolfwood wrong humor, and then you make a joke about this being Bordeaux style.
Well, which was worse?
A California designated.
Wilford's joke or me saying that?
Good call.
What? That
it's our listener's poll for the evening.
Yes, I think the second one violated the Christian show, but it does have a food pairing note. Enjoy this extroverted Cabernet. I don't like the term extroverted. With barbecue pork ribs, served with your favorite spicy barbecue sauce, baked beans, and corn on the cob.
Yeah. There's a couple things I want to point out here. Baked beans and corn on the cob. Potato salad.
I don't know. Apparently that's too nuanced for this wine. I don't know.
What's the bad jello pudding salad that they put marshmallows in?
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
The 2020 Gia Poza Cabernet packs a punch from the start with generous aromas of ripe wild blackberries, black plum, freshly brewed espresso, and cocoa powder. In the mouth, the wine is broadly structured with ample flavors of milk chocolate covered cherries. I've never had a milk chocolate covered cherry, and I don't want to start. A hint of violets, caramel, or caramel, which is a bad sign, and roasted coffee. They're actually talking about a martini.
That'd be nice. That would be a delicious martini.
Oh, they also made, remember Annabella?
Yes.
They made that.
Yeah, Dante.
Dante, yeah.
Yeah, I think we had the Dante Merlot. Does that sound right? I know we had
not on purpose.
I think we had one of their Merlots.
Yeah, we did.
But it's interesting that they're selling the wine profile as 70% California designate, but 30% Alexander Valley. They're proud of that 30% Alexander Valley.
Burp, burp, burp.
So where's the other 7? If you're listing out Alexander Valley, where's the other 70% from?
Napa?
Probably not.
Sonoma?
Maybe not.
Dry Creek?
Probably not.
Lake County?
Maybe.
Baja. That's where it's at. It's Baja, man. That being said,
Lodi, the cabbage patch?
I don't know. Probably Monterey. But the idea behind this wine, their lines are, they start off with the Gia Poza, and I think they have other things too, like Pinot. Maybe not, they don't make it anymore, but they used to. Some different varietals in that as their baseline. And then right from there, you go up to like the Sonoma Coast Chardonnay, the Russian River Pinot, the Napa Valley Merlot, the Alexander Valley Cabernet, and I believe the Oakville Zin. That's how it kind of works line-wise.
They've kind of got multiple varietals in each line. Not always, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, it is what it is.
Well, the Chardonnay, I guess, Gia Poza, Sonoma County. The Pinot's Californian. The California, and then they don't have a Merlot, I don't believe. At least
not
right now.
In that line.
No. So.
But, you know, then they've got, it looks like the Dante line is California.
Gia Poza 2020 Cabernet. This California appellated Cabernet, I didn't know appellated was has tremendous depth thanks to a base of Napa Cabernet.
Okay.
2% base, probably. But it doesn't.
Then why does it say 30% Alexander Valley?
I don't know.
That's not part of Napa.
I don't know. I'm not here to judge. Well, I am here to judge.
Yeah, we kind of are, aren't we?
No, it's Michael Pozon. If it were better wine, he would be better known. Everybody would be buying Michael Pozon, but they don't. We're the only dipshit. Have you ever met somebody that you know in real life that says, you know, I like Michael Pozon wines? I mean, we know a lot of people who drink wine. You know, and obviously Michael Pozon does not have a strong presence in Ohio, but we know how to find it. Not that we look for it, but we stumble across it. I mean, but have you ever met that person that says, you know, have you ever had this Michael Pozon? Has your cousin ever mentioned?
Nope.
You know, I had Michael Pozon Annabella. No, never has, really.
Don't think so.
It's like Catherine Goldschmidt. Remember that? I mean, have you ever had Catherine? No. No, I haven't. Why? Because they're not good.
Well, I'll see.
I mean, they're not bad, but they're somewhere in that in-between range where you're like, this is not bad. I'm not going to buy it.
You know, back in the 70s, I was dating a lot of different people, and I got to admit, I didn't always catch their last name. Or I'm sure there was a couple Carols in there.
Well, what's funny is, there are wineries that are a lot higher production than Pozon, and just do it better, even though they're making more of their own stuff.
I don't know. I remembered we liked the Zin.
We don't dislike their wines. They're fine, but there's just better things. They're always just like... Yeah, but.
You know, Rob's a nice guy, but there's just better things.
Well, could be. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, I'm stuck with you as a co-host. I mean, if I was at my druthers, I'd have James Suckling right now.
I'll bet you would.
That's correct, you would, but you don't. It's unfortunate.
He's unavailable.
I wouldn't want Wilford, though.
You don't want overinflated scores, so got me.
I would have the Pinophile. We don't have him on the show very much. And the Pinophile, I could be the cost. My website's up for sale right now. The people probably don't even know that reference anymore because we haven't done it so long.
Well, you don't do it anymore.
And that's because the Triple B isn't on anymore, and it pisses her off when I do that. But maybe she can spiritually know that. Next time she just knows
when you do it.
I like my Scooby-Doo son with the melted face. I like, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I wonder if he's still doing stuff. Rusty Trombone, isn't that what his name is?
Didn't he sell his website, or he was trying to sell his website?
Well, he was trying to sell his website.
Didn't we look him up on Wikipedia and he's dead?
Is he dead?
I think.
I don't care. Why would he have a Wikipedia page?
You
can't look, Scott.
Rusty,
okay.
His son, went
look
on
up,
there. And
look up Rusty Trombone on the internet,
that's
Scott. It is his name, isn't it? It's French. Rusty Trombone. Oh, it's Italian. His first name is Rusty, though. Did you look up Rusty Trombone?
I put a Pinophile and it comes up pedophile.
Yeah, no, that's just what you look up all the time.
No.
What does it mean to be a pedophile?
No.
Definition of pedophile. And every time you're like, God damn it.
Principino was his webpage.
Well, yes, that's right. He never was the king.
There's a December 2022 issue.
That's not recent.
But I would have thought, oh my God, there's a wine glass on there.
Yeah?
My wife has that wine glass.
So the last time he drank anything was 2022? He might be dead. He was an optometrist,
it's
wasn't
his last,
he?
It's volume 12, issue 34, December 30,
2022. That's sad. So
sad. The prince retires, this time for good.
Nobody bought his website. Wow. It's still up there. He probably re-upped it in 2021 for 5 years, so it won't go down, but, you know.
And on August 1st, 2019, I retired.
How do you retire from a hobby?
Saying the prince retires, but his spirit lives on in a good bottle of Pinot Noir. Whoa. 6 months later, I was back in the saddle again.
What?
Publishing the Pinophile online with renewed eagerness.
It's his hobby. He was an optometrist. That was his career. And then he retired as a hobby. It's like we would say, oh, well, retired from the wine vault. No, you don't get fucking Social Security from that. No, it's a hobby. Well, for us, it's a life. But still, I mean, that's not the same thing.
I mean, he did a legacy of 576 issues. That's a good bit of information to put out. At some point, we're going to have to retire from this.
He drank that much Pinot?
It's
a lot of fucking Pinot, man. I wonder if he drank Giapposa. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break. But we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the Michael Pozon Giapposa California Cabernet. No official reviews, but it does have 5 stars on Drizzly, which I think sounds like a venereal disease, but that's okay. There's only 4 people, but, you know, Drizzly. They did say it's full-bodied and it's dry, and it's currently unavailable. That's a damn shame. So, I found this at Giant Eagle in a case stack. So, and I said, I want to buy that.
Yeah. That's interesting. A local grocery chain.
Well, it was the marketplace. It was a bigger one.
The Grandview location?
Yes. Not the Bexley one. That's stupid.
They do pretty decent selection.
They do bad selection in those wines.
We used to do fairly well there. I haven't been in a while.
A long while. Yeah.
Because it's bad.
Yeah. It's worse than the regular wherever it is. Giant Eagle. Fuck it. They always have a restaurant. They have a restaurant on that top floor.
It's
never open.
Oh, maybe it's closed.
No.
They just do wine by the glass decent.
No, they act like it's open. They just never open it.
Mm.
I was up there last Saturday at the bakery, a Chambord gluten-free bakery.
Yeah.
Getting donuts. And there's Strata. It's like the egg kind
yeah.
of. Yeah, it's really good. Roasted red pepper, lots of herbs. Really nice.
Delicious.
It is good. It is good. So, we have no reviews to report, and we already talked about the wine. So, now we're just on to the wine. I put them, gave them the most optimal chance of not sucking. I have put them in the massive Wine Wings glass, which I feel is a cheat. That's okay.
I think you're trying to be fair.
I'm trying to be kind.
One of the things that Rob said about the Wine Wings series glasses is that they might trump up a lesser quality wine.
Yes, they assist in hiding flaws of wine, but they also improve the aromatics. So if you have a shitty wine, these glasses cost $50 a piece, so don't break them. But if you're... See, there are people I know, well... That, I break glasses, I can't do it. I was like, what are you breaking glasses for?
It's an excuse. It just is. We have a girlfriend who just refuses to, if you pour in a regular wine glass, I can't have that. Why? Because I'm going to break it. What, you're going to, like, compulsively do it?
Do you put corks on the end of her fork, too?
It's like a new form of Tourette's. You just break wine glasses on purpose.
That makes you a dipshit. It's like, well, then you're a dipshit. Yeah.
But
Southern man says you're a dipshit. You get the dipshit award. Tonight, we're going to give out the dipshit award, I do believe. Right now, I do have the dipshit, one dipshit to tell you about. Wine Express, folks, if you get emails, and I don't know why I get emails from Wine Express. They're kind of like the spam of wine emails, and they always talk about some great Bordeaux they have for sale. And this time, it said it was a 97-point Bordeaux. And I was like, for $20. And I was like, there ain't no, other than a goddamn decanter, there ain't nobody going to give nothing to 97. But then when you read the email very closely, it's from the famed 97-point vintage, which don't mean shit. Fuck you. Fuck you, Wine Express. No one wants to buy your stupid, shitty wine.
A classic blend of value and service. No, I went to their webpage real quick.
Assholes. I was like, 97... Point vent. Fuck off.
Wait. Here's their shipping deal. Free shipping over $149
or
12 plus bottles.
What's that?
That's $10 a bottle. It's like 12. If you spend $12 a bottle, you need 12 bottles to get over $150. Are you serious?
Well, they're 97 point vintage, so it makes sense. In the glass, though, this wine does look like Cabernet. Little thin, little translucent. Crimson.
Yeah. It's not the darkest.
No, no. Like I said, color. there's some.
I think with this wing series class, though, it profiles the wine a little thinner.
Yeah, it could. The nose, red raspberry. It's a little briery.
Yeah. Not in a bad way. It's just like a sharpness to the raspberryness.
There's a little bit of rhubarb, cherry cordial, and menthol, which you also could say is vanilla, but I'm not
menthol-aided alcohol. I like the rhubarb. It's been a decent indicator of wine quality when we've seen it in California wines.
Well, it doesn't.
I don't remember the last time we had rhubarb.
It doesn't smell like Purple Death. So that's good. But again, we just drank the thread count not too long ago.
It's quite a nice nose.
It's a pleasing nose. I mean, it's smeared with a little bit of a creme de menthe kind of thing. But, it has a little bit of a twinkle to it. But overall, it's not ordinary. It's appealing. It's something a little bit different.
That's not creme de menthe. That's the Vicks I rubbed on my chest. I was feeling randy earlier.
Don't say that.
Feeling randy.
Please don't.
And I use Vicks on my chest.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Just kidding.
It's just crossing a line. It's a Christian show, remember?
That's why we're appealing to Randy.
Randy. Handy Randy. There once was a guy that
what?
Was.
What? There once was a guy that was.
That was named Randy, and he always wanted to, he always tried to hit on Becky. But he was semi-retarded, pardon for the use of the word, and he had a wife and kids. But so Becky always would say this, and I would just laugh. And I called him Handy Randy. Handy Randy is very randy. Yeah, so I never really took it seriously.
He wasn't like touchy Randy.
No,
like
no, Handy Lord, Randy. No. He just was like, hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl.
With more of a butch kind of version than that, but it still didn't work either way.
Hey, girl.
More like, hey, girl. More like the Southern man. But, you know, it's like, really? People had to have a chat with him. Let's just say that. It wasn't me, though, because I just couldn't stop laughing. I just said it's good to always have options. Handy Randy.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't care. Handy Randy.
My first impression is,
yeah.
I didn't draw a lot of air on it. I just kind of took a small pull, hit the tongue, pulled a little air, but not much.
Crescendo's a little bit. So it's the fruit doesn't really have any impact so far. It's a little wet dog. There isn't this big ripe. First impressions, once again, everything will change as we drink this more. But right now, first impressions, you have a little bit of mint, some muted cherry, but very,
very linear.
Yes, there's nothing much there. And then the oak comes on a little bit strong. Not in a boisterous way. It just comes in and it's very present. It's very stern. It's like, hello, I am the oak plank. You will see me. And the finish is longer, but it's an ending. It's more. It's not like there's some sort of flavor town where you're coasting through minerality and tannin. And no. There's an oak plank there. It's kind of like having a popsicle stick in your mouth for, 25 seconds and some.
It's really unusual washed out. The way it is because there's it's so naked, but it's not the strongest oak presence.
It's not. It wouldn't be so obvious if there was some wine that was around it.
Something else around it. It would be.
But isn't it? It's like having a popsicle stick in your mouth with no popsicle on it. It's just the stick. If you're an asshole, walks around that stick in your mouth after you've done with the popsicle. And you just suck it on. You get some of the splinters that come pop up. That's what it's like. It's not really a flavor. You just know that there's something wooden in your mouth, and you probably shouldn't have it there. Yeah. Very exciting wine. this does remind me now. It's all coming back to me now. All of the Pozons just are missing some element to give them something. You know, they're all just 7/10 or 6/10 or 5/10 of what you're expecting.
Yes, it's maybe missing a couple
it's like
elements.
A diet version of it. Well, just, you're like, okay, but what are you gonna do? You know?
Yeah, it's like if it had this one or two or three things, four things, then it'd be just.
Okay, the next poll, Scott, next poll is showing a little more. The fruit is a little rounder now. It's red fruits. They're all savory, red currant, little cherry, and there is some, the oak now does warm around that. So I wondered if on the second poll you would get more from it.
What this wine is, and then it's there's not a thing about it that's unappealing.
No, it's there.
It's I wouldn't quite call it easy to drink because I would be giving a little too much credit.
Well, it is easy to drink.
But it's not easy to drink in that way where we think of, man, this is easy to drink, like it goes down smooth. It's like, this isn't one where the superstar would say, yeah, I could drink three or four bottles of that.
You could. You wouldn't care.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say that.
I mean, I think this would be a lot better wine if it cost 10 or 12. 18? It's not an $18 bottle of wine. It's just not. It's just not. But the second, third, fourth poll are fine. This is the best Californian designate Cabernet we've had so far. Because
that we remember.
Well, I remember them all.
But I mean,
didn't like any of them. This one is okay. I mean, it's an okay drinking wine. And the question is, when would you drink it?
Yeah, when you were doing a wine podcast trying to show off California designate wines, and you hadn't had this one before. So
if you are an aficionado,
that's why you do this,
of California designate Cabernets, and it's something that you're religiously an aficionado of.
Even then, I'm not sure you'd pick this.
No.
Because it's $18. If you're religiously an aficionado of California designate wines, you'd go, $18?
That's ridiculous.
Because that's an expensive bottle of California designate wine.
Now, folks, we do have the classic version of a California designate Cabernet in a half bottle. Scott, shall we open that to compare? We have Josh Sellers in a half bottle, folks.
California designate?
Yeah. No. I bought the Paso Robles because I wanted to have a good time. I bought the North Coast Reserve that we gave 70s to. Remember that?
That's better than this.
Really?
Yes.
We're going to see on the potpourri, folks. We're not going to drink it yet. We're going to drink it. That's going to be the potpourri. I cracked the screw top. Oh. Okay. Yeah,
how long have we been holding on to that?
A couple weeks. I got it on sale. It was $8, $7. $7 for a half bottle. $6.99, I think.
That's a good price.
Yeah. Just bought one. Because I don't want to.
Because it's
terrible. I think this
$20? Is $20? 17, 18?
You're more than welcome to pay $20 for
it. I'm just saying.
$13.99.
For a full bottle of Josh, California? Okay.
Yeah.
So then this really isn't a great value.
This?
The half bottle.
Oh, that? Half bottles are never a great value, but it is a great value in the fact that I don't have to have a whole bottle of it.
Remember I got those, I bought all those bottles of Pride.
Well, so did I. I told you to do it.
Oh, Lord.
You didn't know it was there.
I had it already when you told me about it. Oh, my Lord.
Those are $18 a half bottle, but it's a $65 bottle.
Yeah, so it's a really good value.
And for a while there, we got Duckhorn. They're Merlot half bottles. We've had some of the cabs. Occasionally, they knock those things down. Why? I mean, I've had several decoys. We've done Louis Martini half bottles.
Mm-hmm.
One of the favorite ones was the Jagal Cote de Rhone.
I still have a bottle of the Louis Martini half bottle.
Why?
I don't know why.
The other night, we were at Ted's. It was before the soccer game, right? And so myself and Jason, friend of the show, Josh, and my son, and our sons, and William. So we're sitting there, and so I'd had an old fashioned. What?
You said that like William's not your son.
I know. That sounds bad.
It does sound bad.
He is my son.
It's just like we were talking about, hey, we could pregame do dinner at the elevator, and you said, William can't walk that far.
He can't walk that far.
He can walk that far.
He can. He's not gonna.
You just don't tell him how far it is.
I like Ted's. They love Ted's. They have gluten-free buns and mashed potatoes. I've never seen that boy eat so much. He ate everything. Everything. He annihilated it. But so I had an old-fashioned, but I want a glass of wine. We got the – Jason and I both got the buffalo, the bison short rib, right?
Oh. How was that?
Smaller portion, but still good. Carrots are a little crunchy, but whatever. Sauce was good. So I said I would like a glass of Louis Martini. I thought I saw it as a glass pour. Apparently, I didn't. And so the waitress comes back, and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have that as a glass pour. I went, oh, okay. I was like, yeah. She goes, that being said, Jay Lore makes a very good Cabernet. And I went, actually, they don't.
That's what did you say that to
I
her?
I swear to
that's
God.
Not nice.
I said, they make a very bad Cabernet.
That's not nice.
As soon as she said Jay Lore, Jason starts laughing. But I said, now that being said, they make a good Syrah. But, yeah, it's like, no.
Don't insult servers at Ted's.
She needed a lesson.
He doesn't know. No.
You've done the same thing at the Avenue with Mayomi. You did the same thing. No, it was not different.
That was different. I was actually probably more insulting.
That's probably true, but it's like, no. Because
that was a place where they might know a little bit about wine.
I know. I was like, why do you, who told you that? Because you don't drink that. And if you did, you'd be dead. So, no. So I had a beer. But I was like, no.
And the truth is, there's a lot worse things out there than J. Lore.
Yes.
It's true.
Gonorrhea. You know? Getting butt fucked by a horse. That would be bad. Worse than J. Lore, probably. Especially if you didn't want to have it happen in the first place. I can attest to that, Scott.
What if it was a pony?
That's child porn. That's once again, a pedophilia. Scott's talking about ponies.
It's an animal. It's an animal.
Is that how you justify it, Scott? What's wrong is wrong. It's terrible. That's what we deal with, Scott. Or Scott, folks. Scott's not even...
I'm the one that's hard to deal with.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, right there, you're talking about fucking a baby horse.
Actually, I was talking to you about you having sex with a baby horse.
No, I didn't say that. You said, hey, you're trying to... See, that's what all the perverts do. They try to, like, ease you in the conversation, make you part of their crimes. Folks, you watch out for these kind of people. Don't you fall for their crimes. Oh, fall for their schemes. He's a manipulator. She's like... Yeah, what do you think about ponies? Then as soon as you say, well, I like ponies, they go, oh, well, what about kids? What? No, I didn't say that. Why are you talking about ponies?
No pedophile
See,
jokes.
Right there, he turns it around. I'm not making fun of you. It's a difference. So, folks, watch out. It's like Dateline NBC. He's going to be on there one of these days. Catch a predator. That's Scott.
Dateline NBC?
Is that even on anymore?
Is that even the right network?
I don't know. Dateline, yes. Catch a Predator.
I think it is NBC.
With Hulu. I don't know. I don't watch. I don't know. I don't watch TV. I don't know how it works anymore. I don't, I'll be honest. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
The children find things for me. We just watched the movie Clue 6 times a week. Seriously.
You know it's 6 endings, right?
3. But they show
6.
3.
I think they filmed 6.
Well, they have 3 on the movie. So, now there is an additional, but there's 3, so, you know. And, but they show all 3 back to back, so you don't get a choice, you know.
Well,
you know. William watched it again tonight. So.
Except he wasn't watching it.
He was.
Henry and Luke were up watching it.
Well, they all, it's all. I bought, so, on PlayStation, I'm trying to find a game for me to play. So, buy the game, you know. Couldn't find anything. I race cars and Gran Turismo, but I think it's a little boring. And so I'm looking for anything that I might want to play. And I don't want to play Call of Duty or any of that shit. I can't play those first-person shooters, A, because I'm 46, and B, they make me motion sick. I can't do it. Just the movement.
Oh.
Sorry. Anyway.
Need a Dramamine? Take a Dramamine.
Yeah, that's true. Get lit up. Anyway, so I bought Clue on there. It was like $9, right?
Okay.
It's a board game. It's the new one. But it's really cool. Kind of cool. Not really. Henry plays it now constantly. He gets up at 5:50 in the morning.
What?
And he plays Clue. Yeah. Because he wants to win in every scenario. Because there's like 80 different variations. And he wants to win every variation.
That's why I didn't laugh at my joke.
Well, you don't tell jokes.
Well, I did. I said, you know, Clue, it's kind of funny in a corny way. I said, and you're used to that because your dad's joked. And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders.
I'll tell you a funny joke. I said, have some of this. It's delicious. I have some pate over there. And he tried it because he trusts me. And then he realized he shouldn't. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
Well, it's his palate. You never know.
I know.
There was a time where he might have liked pate.
I know. But not this palate. But this has also truffle in it. You should try it.
I will.
I know. So, folks, we're going to take a break. But then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Back, folks. So, Scott and I have been discussing. We've had a little time to let the Giapposa kind of get into our system. And I think we both agree. If this were like $12-13, we'd buy this wine.
Well, off air, you said that. And I wanted to bring this back on air so I can ridicule you. That's just silly.
Why?
No, this wine, it would be a different discussion about we buy it again if it was at a lower price point. There is nothing objectionable at the wine.
Well, I bet you can find it at a lower price point in different areas of the country. Like, if you went up to Benny's, I bet you'd find it for $10.
That's a significant price difference.
Mm. I saw that mentioned online, though. $10 someplace.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For this,
if you saw this at Benny's for $10, would you buy some of it?
Probably not.
But it's
maybe.
But it's okay.
Maybe.
It's lightweight. But that's really what you should expect in a lesser wine. You're not pumping it up with Purple Death. You're saying, okay, that's what California Cabernet is. Right. And it kind of tastes a little bit like their Alexander Valley. It kind of tastes like their other stuff. It tastes like a Pozon wine, which I do appreciate, even if I don't think that their wine is a little bit too laid back.
We don't think they're stellar. It's laid back. It's nice. It's
their wine is very
nondescript.
But it's not boring either. I mean, the mouth feels okay. It's just one of these where it's just okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not getting much out of it from a technical standpoint. Nope. There's not a lot to pull from it. It's just a, I don't know, it's not even overly stylized, but
there's nothing flawed about
it. It's fairly balanced. I mean, but there's nothing much to balance.
It's pretty linear.
It's like balancing a straw, but it's okay. And it's
there's linear and there's balance. Balance implies that you've got different components going on.
It does have a couple components, and it melds well. It's just not necessarily this boisterous Cabernet.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it isn't. But we've sang. See, that's a fairly inviting, pleasing mouthfeel. There's some pleasing fruit. There's some tannin.
Did they offer us advertising space? But what are you doing here, Wine Spectator? Rob Wine Spectator Dern.
Don't be a hater because you can't see it. You don't understand it. I don't know why you can't understand this wine.
I cannot see.
I don't. I mean, if you can't understand it's, this.
You know, I understand
this is like
it.
Understanding like, watercolors with finger painting.
No, but it's like
it's your, a decent finger painting, but it's still finger painting.
Music teacher is teaching you row, row, row the boat in your adult music class, and she blows
the recorder.
The bitch tune.
This is a recorder. Device. This is if you're playing row, row, row the boat with a recorder, but you're really good at it, but you're still playing it with a recorder. It's like. I mean, so I mean, you're still like, okay, that's you're doing a good job.
It's good for you,
but it's a little bit like maybe you should try harder next time. But it's okay. You did for what you have and what you are, and you're slightly slow. Also, say that.
Well,
your special needs. You
now
know,
you went too far.
I'm just saying you
no,
are.
No, you went too far.
I'm talking about you.
Earlier, you used the wrong word. Oh, I said retarded.
I said retard. Now you're and I meant to say dead. That. I just feel bad about saying it.
No, you didn't.
I'm not talking about
got a smart
people that are
face.
Actually that. I'm talking. Well, I am. I got to figure out a new word. I'm going to work on a new word.
I don't think you should invent a new word. I think it's probably going to be inappropriate.
I'm
going to
figure out a more appropriate word that encapsulates my emotions when I say that.
I'm pretty certain you should leave your dirty, filthy emotions out of it.
What if I cleaned it up? This is a Christian show.
That's not possible.
You forget. This is a Christian show.
You forget that most Christian shows underlying are not very clean.
Yes, but this will have the veneer of cleanliness while still
veneer?
Being veneer.
Veneer?
Veneer. You know what that
veneer,
is?
Veneer, a type of disease.
It's a anyway. Christian show. We have the Josh in a lesser glass because it's a lesser wine, which...
Lesser than this? Not certain.
We'll find out. It looks similar.
Probably a little darker, actually.
Oh, my balls.
I don't know if they're a little darker or not. You have to evaluate that yourself.
I'll say the clarity in the Giappose is a little bit better. It's a clearer wine, but this is a little bit murkier, cloudier.
I.e. darker.
Cloudier.
There's no murkiness about this.
It's cloudy.
The only thing murky is your judgment.
Mm-hmm. On the nose.
Did you like that? A little chuckle there, folks.
It's got some red fruits and a little bit of green pepper.
No. Harsh.
It's a little bit of green pepper. But I didn't get to finish. It's actually, though, gives it a little bit more dimension. And it doesn't make you scared of the wine.
No, I thought the nose... And the Giappose was nice.
This is like, the Giappose is, I don't know. It's like a, it'd be a good bachelorette party Cabernet if it were dry, if something's dry.
The Giappose would be a perfect selection for a wedding.
Looks expensive, but yeah, would be.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's not bad as a red wine aperitif. Not it's not light like that, but you know it's not going to necessarily overpower your palate.
No,
but it's still pleasing enough, and it's dry. So if it was the first wine of a night, and you just wanted a glass of red wine when you're sitting in the bar before you went and drank what you really wanted to drink. It's not bad for that, assuming that they price it appropriately.
Okay,
everything is based upon that. So here we go. The Josh Sellers.
First of all, it immediately has the appropriate body you'd expect from a Cabernet Sauvignon. It's not unappealing. I like the finish better on the Josh. I'm going to it right now. I like the Josh better.
The Josh is metallic. The Josh is not nearly at... Well, there is also a little bit of residual sugar lurking in the very back, and it comes in on the finish. The Josh is one of these weird conundrums where you know it's not good, but it's certainly better than a lot of the stuff that is peddled. It does present initially as a dry wine. However, it always has a twinkle at the end of residual sugar.
I think different Josh Cellar vintages have had residual sugar or have not. I've had Josh before.
Josh,
it's been
you mean
loaded.
Josh Cellar's years. I don't think we call them vintages. We call them years for
easy,
Josh.
Easy.
I'm sorry. Calendar years. Slow down, you douche.
At times, they've been horribly residual sugar based. This does have a tinge of residual sugar. So
they're all flawed. Some of them,
that's
yeah, some of them are more prominent than others. I will agree with that.
It tricked me. I didn't catch it on the first pull. But
I knew what to expect. But it's not. There are worse. Partly because this wine is not overtly oaky. So,
Other than the residual sugar, now that I know what's
it's
there,
a bit metallic
it's
and
just
going
to bug me.
Yeah, I know.
The metallic, that's just another name for minerality. It's not on the strong side. I wouldn't go all the way metallic.
Well, it's got the same compound that in some wines manifests itself as green pepper, but it doesn't go all that way. And so what is that? I forget what the compound is. But here it's stopping short. So it just comes off as just a twinge hollow and shows as just a little bit of a metallic-iness. But that's all. It is fine. It's lighter in flavors than going back to the Poisson, which is just a better wine. And the price range.
Only because of the flaw for me. I prefer the body. I prefer the finish on the Josh.
Mm-mm.
I think it's got a nicer finish. I think it's more.
The Poisson is light years better than this wine. These two aren't even comparable. The Josh is not a train wreck. It's not a train wreck. But the Poisson is a far more developed wine than this. This is a decent wine, a pretty decent wine. This one tastes more something out of a grocery store. This doesn't taste like I got a
side by
store.
Side, I'll tell you what I appreciate more about the Giapposa right now, tasting them side by side. The oaking on it.
Yeah.
At first it was kind of raw and open, mm-hmm. and the wine has balanced into the oaking a little bit
it's
more.
Filled in around it some.
Some.
Yeah.
But
I don't mind that. It's okay. The fruit. Hey, what's the alternative? Something that's big and fruity. I don't want. That's not what they do really anyway. It pulls on. Like we said, it's 7/10 of what you're expecting. And you're like, okay. And if you're fine with that, that's fine. You just feel like you're not getting everything that you should get. But in this wine, okay, that's fine.
I do like the body of the Josh better than the body of
the Giapposa. The Josh tastes like it's a. This is not. The Josh is not. We've had worse wines. Way worse wines. But the two aren't even comparable. This just tastes.
They are very different.
This just tastes
spins like. Spins on California designate.
This tastes like a cheaper wine. It just tastes like a cheaper wine. This tastes like a wine that's a little more expensive.
Let me think about that.
I mean, this just tastes like a kind of. It's just kind of clunky. It just is. Clunky, metallic, hollow. It just opened, mind you, not that long ago, and it could.
Did not decant it. But Josh, truth is, probably neither of these wines should be decanted. You know what I'm saying? And what if we had the Josh in the wingtips? You know.
I don't want to break the wingtips. Dang, it ain't getting in the wingtips.
You're harsh.
More than
that's
welcome.
Not fair.
Drink
that's,
them both.
That's
and
not fair.
Drink them both and switch it out, man.
You're not fair. Here, well,
down the hatch, man. Throw
let
it down.
Let me pour the Josh
you
in your
wingtips. Oh, keep your shit away from it.
But
fair enough. The Giapposa is in the wings, but that's the point.
And it was decanted, but
not that long.
Would that take away the residual sugar though in the Josh?
No. The Josh is going to wash out quicker. The fact that this
I don't know. I like the body in the
what body do you like?
I like
it's like Roseanne Barr's body on that thing.
Easy. It's bigger. It's a slightly bigger wine than the Giapposa.
Oh,
like
my God. Bigger how?
This is a leaner wine. This is schmedium.
I understand that you want to call it leaner. The fact is, this...
It's fine. It's perfectly
it's
fine.
Not a term that I want to use for this, but when I'm compared, when they're standing next to each other, this wine is vastly more... elegant than this wine.
Oh, how dare you use the word elegant with Giapposa?
Well, it is. In comparison to that.
Okay, so.
This is a clunker.
For the rest of your life.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to remind you that you said a Michael Poisson wine was elegant. No, you said it.
When compared to Jay.
You pointed at it and you said elegant.
This tastes more like a. Something you would drink out of a straw out of a box.
False.
True.
False.
True.
Harsh.
It'd be dry, and the kids would go, that's icky, but that tastes like a fruit box. Just does.
The kids would say it's icky?
Yeah. This wine tastes like
would drink it and say it's icky.
Yes. This wine tastes like it's made by somebody that ties a scarf around their neck. That's all I'm saying. The Boson does. A pink sweater around their neck. It just tastes like that. And he pops his collar a little bit.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
No, just keep going.
I'm saying he drives a white BMW convertible. It's kind of a preppier.
Just keep insulting people.
He's just not really been tested in his life, is what I'm saying. But it's
tested.
Tested.
Tested. Tested. The truth is, Lukey would like the Josh better. Not to stereotype Lukey, but Lukey would like the Josh better.
Yeah, William would like the Giapposa better.
William would turn his nose down to both of them.
No, William would drink the Giapposa.
No, William would... Listen.
Yeah.
William has better taste than to drink this lower class wine.
True. Although...
And he's capable of walking from the elevator.
Why would anybody... Why did you guys want to eat at the elevator? What did you have? What did you have at the elevator?
We didn't go there.
Where'd you go?
Saturday, we ended up at... a couple of us met at Barley's, and then we went to Rucati upstairs. They were booked. They didn't have reservations at the time we wanted to go.
You didn't say, do you know who I am?
I didn't understand. There was the normal size group, and we always go, and we the front little cubby holes by the door?
Yeah.
We always hang out there. Barley's? And get food at elevator.
Oh, okay.
When you walk in, there's... Yeah. Those window seats, and they've got a nice little ledge, and there's always tables there.
Yeah.
We sit there all the time. We get food there all the time.
Not anymore.
No, we could have done that, but for whatever reason, they chose not to. I don't know the story.
Hmm. Well, Ted's, we've been to Ted's several times. And that's Ted Turner's restaurant. And the kids like it, so it works.
Actually, Deb and I, it was a doubleheader for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Blue Jacket tickets before, and we walked into Ted's, didn't get reservations, and it was an hour and a half wait, and we went elsewhere.
What time was it?
3:30. But it was packed. The bar was full.
I got there at 5. There was nobody there.
That's hysterical.
Huh. I wonder what that's all about.
Did you have a reservation?
No.
Well... What that's all about is the Blue Jackets game had just let out.
Yeah, probably.
But they asked. They acted like if you didn't have a reservation, it's like, oh, you didn't have a reservation, you fuck.
Well, I would have said, you're fucking Ted's.
We've been there enough that we should have thought about it.
It's okay. It's okay.
You.
It works well for kids, so.
Really?
The kids like the food.
Kids like the food, but your kids, you've... shown them different things.
Well, they annihilate their burgers there. They just and William got, he didn't get the kid's burger. He got the adult burger. Annihilated it.
Freaking a good sized young man now.
He eats a lot.
But bison burgers at Ted's are freaking, they should be an American tradition.
Yeah, they're good. It's good.
It's bison burgers.
They make decent mixed drinks too. Decent.
And you've always got a good pour there.
Yeah.
It's not cheap, but nothing is anymore.
No, good to it.
And it's also in a pricier area for us near the arena district.
They also at Boston's, we like that, except for they put they put the calorie count on every food. Yeah, it's some of the things.
Technically, you're required to now.
Well, no, at Boston's, it just makes you feel fattier because all their stuff is terrible for you.
Fatty 2x4.
You can't get out the fucking door.
But if you there's two burgers you need to have in your life, you've even tried them. Just in general, the meat. Bison burger. Have it. Delicious. The highest protein content of any protein you can get commercially available.
Mm-hmm.
Two, lamb.
The lamb is, that's...
Lamb burger, and particularly a lamb Lucy. With stuff with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's a freaking brilliant burger presentation.
I love a little gaminess in my burger.
Everybody talks about the gaminess of lamb and bison.
Bison's done everything. They're all farm raised.
But the thing that I love about lamb particularly is that just lamb has just a little sweet taste about it.
It does.
It's got the best of beef, in my opinion, and the best of pork, plus... It tastes like lamb.
It's funny. The other night, I made... It was Berkshire pork chops, right? really nice fatty ones, and they were beautiful. But they were like the they were saddlebacks, and so they were very sweet, and they had a little bit of gaminess to them. So I had made them, and Becky's like, "This isn't pork. You fed me lamb." I went, "I didn't feed you lamb. It's pork. It's white. What the fuck is wrong?" I don't trust you. She wouldn't eat it because she thought it was lamb.
So you got her pork chop.
I couldn't do. I had four. I couldn't eat four. Ellie got some.
So, what?
Yeah.
You should have called me.
That's true.
No, yeah. I had a drone over to get frickin' really Berkshire. Nice.
I got him a Kroger. By the way, Ellie, the wine vault dog, new wine vault dog, is doing what Bo used to do, basically. Although she's even less.
Waiting for me at the door.
Passed out. She didn't sleep like that anywhere. Why is that? I wonder. That's a phenomenon because Bo always would just pass out on that couch. She does the same thing.
It's a great couch.
But
she when you had COVID, you slept there.
That's true. For five
I've slept there many times.
But she acts like a jackass upstairs. And but you put her on that couch. We do this show. Whatever dog is here passes out. Just sleeps the whole time.
So do most of our listeners.
I know. Maybe it's because we're so fucking boring. But
I could tell another joke, Sky. You know. She sits for me now.
She does. She's a smart dog.
She is. I didn't. She was. I'm so into giving her rewards that I didn't ask her to shake. And we've been working on shaking.
We got a new carpet cleaner. That's exciting for the show.
What's her name?
No, legitimate. No, our old one died. It was like one of those $99.
What was her name?
Bissell. So we got a new one, but it's the big one. It's like $250, and it has everything. That fucker, man, it cleans up. It's gold. It's fantastic. It's my new
This is a
thing.
Robot cleaner?
No, it's this. It's carpet shampooer.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Hard fucking core, man. We have a robot, too.
I have witnessed.
It gets lost.
A lot of spills in my life. And Rob Dern just jumps in with whatever he needs. He is a spill cleaning freaking maniac.
I wonder why that is. Wonder why that could be.
Three boys, a daughter, multiple pets over the course of his life. Some of them are feral.
There's not much I haven't cleaned. Literally, there's nothing I haven't cleaned. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I could be a cleaner for the mob. I could hack somebody up with a hacksaw. Don't want to, but I could.
I think I'd go Sawzall.
That's true.
Sawzall's the best tool ever.
It is pretty useful. I chopped up a couch with that. It's fucking awesome.
Sawzall's amazing.
A big ass
couch. I like Sawzall, like reciprocal saw, but I also love freaking good concrete drill. I've got a Milwaukee Impact, one of those big bastards. That's fucking fun. The only thing funner to play with than that is a daggum jackhammer.
I've never used a jackhammer before.
When I tore out that fireplace. That was freaking hard work, but that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what a man uses? They just swing it, just a sledge.
It involves sledge work.
Oh, just that's it? You don't use a jackhammer. You are the jackhammer.
There's no...
I'm the jackhammer. That's my porn name, Scott. Wilfred Jackhammer Wong. Wait a minute. No, is this Wilfred Wong? Anyway, I called myself
Wrong.
The jackhammer.
Yeah, I'm sure you did call yourself
that. Have you seen any of my movies, Scott?
I didn't know you were in film.
Yes, I'll send you some films.
Are you as accomplished as Johnny Depp?
Yes, I am. But a lot of my films are solo, and I'm an independent.
Solo?
I'm an independent filmmaker.
Independent filmmaker.
That's what I call myself.
Are they documentaries?
It could be. I talk on them.
You talk on them.
I break the fourth wall.
The fourth wall.
That's right.
That's why you're the jackhammer.
No, I'm the jackhammer. You'll find out.
No, I won't.
I'll send you the movies.
No, I won't.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's consent, folks. I heard that. You heard that, too.
I don't think
you
know.
Consented.
Listen.
What?
The courts, your
what?
Parole officer.
There's no courts
and the
here.
Judge.
This is Geneva.
All agree that you don't understand the term consent.
You said yes. About something. Not then, but before. So it carries over. You've said yes many times.
Carries over.
Yes, you have.
I thought under the terms of your parole agreement, you're not allowed to say the word carry.
Are you?
Anymore.
Scott, are you a man?
Wilfred?
Well, oh, he's smart. He didn't say yes. I want to, because I was going to just edit that out. So, you know. Anyway.
We're going to take a break, but then we'll be right back. Oh, Scott's drinking the Giapposa here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the Giapposa by Michael Polzon.
Polzon.
Who may or Polzon. May not be Italian.
His daughter's name.
Gia. Giannia or whatever.
Gianna.
And she played no role in making this wine, probably. But I'm sorry.
Well, it was an interesting exercise to put the Josh beside the Giapposa offering.
Made Giapposa's taste a lot better.
Well, it was a stark contrast.
Yeah, one's bad, one's not.
False. I will stand by that I like the body of the Josh more better. But the thing that the Josh had that residual sugar, and once I get that in my head, and it's really in the offerings of Josh, this is one of the least offerings of residual sugar.
It's their best offering.
No. There have been Josh offerings where there was residual sugar free. Yes, there have been. Yes, there have been.
Well, yes, but the rest of the wine was atrocious.
No, just this wine is not atrocious.
Scott, I'd rather be thrown in a wood chipper than drink the rest of their stuff. Well, this is the best wine that they make. Josh is Joseph Carr, isn't it?
Sounds right.
We used to do a lot of Joseph Carr stuff.
There's stuff.
And then we realized, don't do that.
No. Josh is fine. Joseph Carr is fine. It's just Josh is their entry offering, and it's... tends to be a little residual sugary. I like the body of it better than the Giapposa. I like the finish of it a little bit better. That being said, appreciate the...
Smells like fucking pancake syrup on the fucking nose. Smell it
again.
That's
not what you said on the first taste.
Well, I just smelled it again. It fucking smells like Aunt Jemima. Smell the motherfucker.
Easy.
Log Cabin. How's that?
Easy.
Well, that's a pancake mix, isn't it? Don't they make a Mrs. Butterworth's? That's terrible.
It's fine. The nose is different. Who cares?
Log Cabin. Ass white.
Stick the log in your cabin, Mr. Three Cock joke starting the episode. The fuck you talking to?
You can find a place to put everything, Scott. I'm pretty sure.
No, you're the one who said you couldn't do it.
No, you.
No. That was your joke. You said you couldn't do three cocks.
No, I said, you can't take a joke, Scott. That's what I said. How about me?
Wilfred, it was your joke, Rob Dern.
You can take two in the mouth, one in the ass. I'm pretty sure.
I think you just fucked your joke up.
Did you just say fuck?
Fucked your joke up.
It doesn't matter. It's called editing, Scott.
Back to the wines. This wine is fine.
It's fine. It's a fine wine, folks. You just heard it on the Wine Vault. Scott said it's fine. That means it's elite level. He's going to give it 98 points.
Fine as in
fine. No, it's fine. It's a fine wine.
It's fine.
No.
Not as in, it's sir.
I think it's F-I-N-E, fine.
We're glad to serve you a fine wine. Wonderful menu.
That's the way I heard it.
But Mr. Dern, we're going to have to turn you away. You're dressed inappropriately.
That's
and
fair enough.
No three cock jokes here, sir.
It's more about jokes.
But no, this is, it's fine. No, what I do appreciate about the wine they've brought to the first time we can say this about a California designate, they brought fine winemaking to it. The oak, although underappreciated, the oaking is probably the best characteristic of the wine, and it deserves a better wine. That being said, there's nothing objectionable about it.
It's pleasant.
It did.
It's a pleasant wine.
It did open up a little bit and offer a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
The second best thing about the wine, maybe the best thing about the wine, is the nose. It was really a nice nose. Not a great nose. Didn't knock me out of the ballpark, but like that little tinge of rhubarb was nice.
And this has been in the wine vault for about 5 months.
I'm going to give it probably a little overscored a little bit, 86.
I'm at 87, but 86 is fine. This is a very pleasant
drink.
Glad
you approve.
No, it's fine. I mean, 85 to 87.
Yeah.
It's a very pleasant drink. It's pleasant. It really is. The thing is, it doesn't have... I'm going to actually go 86, but...
Would we spend $18 for it on a regular basis?
No.
Never again.
I would love to find it at 10, because I would buy 2 or 3 bottles of it.
I wouldn't be afraid of trying any of the other products, and they've got like 90 products.
They do. But we've had a lot of...
We've done a lot of them. This is probably the best of what their offerings have been, but probably part of that for us is this chase for the elusive... Great California does,
but this is as close to great as you're gonna find. Probably
forget that. This is the best one we've had.
Oh, hands down, because this is a good wine. It is a little bit more reserved. Like we said, Poisson, everything is 7/10. It just
needs something else.
But that being said, what it is a very pleasant thing to drink.
Yeah,
if it were 10, first of all. This at 19, then their Alexander Valley is 22. You're like, well, why would you not have this at 13? 13, 14.
That's kind of weird.
13, 14 bucks, you should buy it. You know, it would be recommended. At this price, you know what? It's not bad. And if you like a lighter style Cabernet, this isn't bad at all.
Except it's not an Italian Cabernet, where it's got all those nice lighter Italian Cabernet characteristics.
Those are also $9.99. Spinelli is what you're referring to.
Except they're better than this.
Spinelli, I've had it three or four times.
Italian lighter Cabernets are better than this.
Spinelli is not better than this.
Oh, Lord.
It's not, but it's half the price, too. So, you know, you get into that point, you're like, whatever.
Interesting thing, you paid $18 for this. You know what they charge on the website?
$18.
That's weird. Usually the websites are way overpriced, which you can get retail.
That's because I think that normally you can buy it for 12 or 13. I think in Chicago you can probably buy it 12 or 13.
Interesting. Which, or that LA. Makes, LA.
Yeah.
You know, they're the best tacos in LA.
If you see this at 11, 12 bucks, this is an interesting buy. This is probably worth it. And also, Scott.
You're going out on a limb?
As a gift.
I'm not going out on a limb.
As a gift, the bottle looks nice. It's a nice bottle. It's very presentable.
If you're giving it to the wife and you know their husband's a scumbag and they want to hit their husband in the head with a bottle of wine,
no,
that's what you.
If you don't want to pay a bunch of money, but you're taking a wine to a dinner party, this works. This is not bad, and they've not seen it; they're not familiar with it, and it's not going to be a bad wine. There's so much.
You're going to lie about how much it costs, aren't you?
They won't. No, you just don't tell them. That's rude. How much did you spend on the wine you bought as a gift? Who asked that? You might.
Yeah, but you're going to give inferences.
I don't even know.
You don't even know. You're going to give inferences that you paid more for this wine.
Well, it gives off that vibe. Well, the label's a little simple, but the bottle itself.
I know you better than this. You're not going to bring something to a party that you wouldn't be willing to have a glass of yourself.
But I'd be willing to have a glass of this.
You're going out for a night, a Friday, a dinner party at somebody else's house. You don't know what the food's like. You don't know what they're going to serve, and you're going to bring Giapposa? Bullshit. I know you better than that, Rob.
Scott.
You're going to bring something that you know, at least for one part of that evening, Scott, you can have a good glass of
Scott,
wine.
Scott, listen to this, though, for a second. Okay. Other than your house and my friend Jason's house,
okay,
there's not one house that I know that they have anything in the freaking fucking universe of Giapposa at that house. They have Jam Jar. They have, you know, Leaping Lizard. They have Hard Shard by 19 Crimes. That's what I know. So in that reality, which is the reality, Giapposa's not. That's the best thing they're going to ever have. They're going to say, oh, my God, what is this? Did Jesus get reincarnated, and is he in that bottle? That's the level. That's
I agree that you're likely bringing something better to the party.
You'd be surprised. Most people think 19 Crimes is good.
No shit.
Most people also use methamphetamines. Apparently.
No. Most of them don't. They just don't know wine very well.
No, I'm No, I think that methamphetamines leads to that. But still, and so if they think that's good, they're going to think this is fucking Latour. Because it is compared to fucking that. If they like Josh Sellers, they're going to think that's fucking Latour. Because it is compared to that. It just isn't compared to other things that are $19. Because we know this. They don't.
Yeah. I just don't.
It's a lighter style. It's fairly harmonious. In the price range that it should be, it's elegant. But it's not at $19, $20.
No, you're not. It's $18 bottle of wine.
They put themselves in a weird price range because it's like,
you're never going to buy this to take it to a dinner party, sir.
I'm going to, and I'm going to bring it to your dinner party.
Well, you just do it. You just do it just to be you.
I'd have to find it first, which is not that easy.
I would not spend 1 second looking for this.
Wine.com doesn't have it, and Drizzly doesn't have it.
I would not spend 1 second to look
Leaky
for this.
Dick doesn't have it, okay?
I've
seen it one goddamn time, so, you know. You know.
Leaky Dick.
Leaky Dick doesn't have
it. You just said it again.
What, Leaky Dick?
You said you'd only say it one more time. You said it twice.
I didn't mean Leaky Dick. I'll say Leaky Dick all day long. No, I was going to say something else, but I don't know what that was because I blacked out. But
that's
okay.
Because you said Leaky Dick. That's all you can think about.
Maybe that's one of the three, Scott.
Maybe you can take a pill for that.
Really? I think it's a little more than a pill.
No, you can get a pill for that.
Which one? Amoxicillin? Is that a bacterial infection?
What?
Gonorrhea, this Leaky thing. Dick. Are those viruses?
Can you say?
I don't know. You
enlarged
know.
Enlarged prostate?
I'm asking you because I understand.
I have an enlarged prostate. It sucks.
That doesn't mean you have a big dick, though, Scott. So, you know.
It means you have a big space behind your dick.
It's called your.
It's called an enlarged prostate.
I think
prostate.
We've already established, Scott, your capabilities in many regards.
Anyway, folks. Poor Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Alexis Tech Driver. We are going to bid you adieu, but see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.